The Lost Father. In the meantime, Mona Simpson had been trying to track down their father, who had wandered off when she was five. Through Ken Auletta and Nick Pileggi, prominent Manhattan writers, she was introduced to a retired New York cop who had formed his own detective agency. "I paid him what little money I had," Simpson recalled, "but the search was unsuccessful." Then she met another private eye in California, who was able to find an address for Abdul Fattah Jandali in Sacramento through a Department of Motor Vehicles search. Simpson told her brother and flew out from New York to see the man who was apparently their father. Jobs had no interest in meeting him. "He didn't treat me well," he later explained. "I don't hold anything against him. I'm happy to be alive. But what bothers me most is that he didn't treat Mona well. He abandoned her." Jobs himself had abandoned his own illegitimate daughter, Lisa, and now was trying to restore their relationship. But that complexity did not soften his feelings toward Jandali.